Hi, this is Michael Morrissey with SearchNetworking.com. Today I'm speaking with Christopher Burgess, author of the recent book Secrets Stolen, Fortunes Lost, Preventing Intellectual Property Theft and Economic Espionage in the 21st Century. Christopher is also a senior security advisor for Cisco Systems and a former senior operations officer with the Central Intelligence Agency. In this part two of three of the podcast, Christopher addresses what networking professionals need to know to play their part in preventing IP theft.
Now, you take security on from a very high level, but is there anything that you think networking professionals in particular should be aware of when they're approaching this? Anything that they can take from your high level and apply to their daily jobs?
Michael, and I put that in the framework of the network is one of the avenues to entree to your corporation or to your business entity. If you're online and online in commerce, or if you're online with your infrastructure, then it's the networking professional's responsibility to lock down the exterior and put together the DMZ and put together the basic protections, but also to educate their client set internally as to the why they're doing this, so that your client set understands what you're trying to accomplish, as opposed to having a checklist in front of them that says, don't do this and don't do that, because if it's not on the checklist, then they'll do it. Invert that to, this is what we're trying to accomplish, these are the tools we're trying to use, technology continues to advance. If you see us presenting a vulnerability, call it out to us. Be our partner in the implementation of this. If you see actions occur, this is what we're trying to accomplish by all of the different tools we put on your laptop. Take myself, for example. I'm not a highly technical individual, but I do have my laptop provisioned with the standard security protocol for our corporation here at Cisco. The one piece of software that saves me from myself is called CSA. And this product is behavioral based. It's when something tries to execute, it reminds me, this is trying to execute. Look at this. Do you want this to occur? And because our IT folks have educated me why I want to pay attention, I know when to say yes and when to say no. Now, I have to admit, we've had instances where folks say yes just to see what happens. but that's that professional curiosity you have to protect yourself from. Right. So I think the IT professional absolutely is responsible for one of those doors, if you will, and this is the technological door. And they have to teach their people how to open and close that door.